So welcome to day 11
of the Winter Feast for the Soul.
Getting ready for our storm, settling in. So let's begin by taking a nice deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. It's not snowing yet. No snow is actually happening in our local environment. So taking a moment to settle into your seat, finding that sense of ground, present moment awareness. And continuing our talk about thoughts, or right intentions. And one of the ways I wanted to talk about this is looking at this category called the kleshas, which are the difficult emotions. And they're talked about in both the yoga tradition and the Buddhist tradition. And they are, this is one variation on them, ignorance, attachment or desire and clinging, we know about that one, aversion or anger, hatred and hostility, pride or arrogance, and then jealousy or envy.
So would you read those again?
I've got
to read all the variations.
No. So ignorance or delusion, attachment or desire and clinging, that grasping thing we were talking about, aversion, so hatred, anger, hostility, pride or arrogance, conceit, vanity, jealousy or envy, the five kleshas. So we get caught up in these as both a habitual pattern of thought and of feeling, which if we take what we were talking about yesterday, that our thoughts lead to our speech, lead to our actions, lead to our behavior and character. So we want to pay attention to these at the thought, feeling level. Sometimes these are considered just unwholesome states. You should just like try to get rid of them in some traditions. So look at it that way. In other traditions, there's also a wisdom aspect to each of these. And I'm going to try to talk a little bit about the wisdom aspect. So we'll take one a day. Let's start with anger. Aversion, hostility. So another way to look at these things, like in our difficult emotions, one way a meditation teacher I've heard talk about it is that all of our emotions are thought plus energy. So the energy of anger is neither bad nor good, if we look at that. It's just energy. Where our thoughts go with it can be wholesome or unwholesome. And so one of the ways we can sort of figure out, is this wholesome or unwholesome, is this anger coming from the self? I'm just trying to protect myself. I'm just trying to take care of myself, to push everything else away, to get away. Or is there anger that arises from wanting to ease the suffering of other people? This often comes up when we talk about anger, because there's justifiable anger, right? There's anger that can motivate us to actually protest injustice, for example, which is on many of our minds these days. So anger in and of itself can be wholesome or unwholesome. And we have the opportunity to just inquire, is this wholesome or unwholesome? Am I just being mean to other people because I'm preferring myself? Or am I working for the benefit of all? This is a big topic. So I want to invite you to just notice your own anger, if it arises, the kinds of thoughts that are around it. Of course, we always have to protect ourselves as well, just ourselves. But also protecting other people is important. So we can relate skillfully or unskillfully to these emotions and thoughts. But we can't do any of that if we're not willing to examine it, to notice it in ourselves. I think that's all I'll say about it, but that's a lot in and of itself. So I want to invite you as you go through your day and in your practice to just notice the energy or thoughts of anger, hostility, pushing away, and just be curious about the energy itself. Question?
Comment. Just like thoughts lead to words, words lead to actions, actions lead to character. I've heard the notion that ignorance leads to attachment, attachment leads to anger, anger leads to hate, and hate leads to suffering.
Ooh, I like that.
So my going through your suggestion, see if there's a change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. See how it's connected. Wisdom is everywhere. So let's practice. Let's work with our own minds. So again, taking a nice deep breath in, long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat, finding that sense of groundedness within your own body. From that groundedness, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening and softening. And resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And then allowing the mind to just rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and support of our practice together.